Now, an Egyptian opposition coalition led by the Muslim Brotherhood has said that in a statement, it will boycott an upcoming referendum on the new constitution.
The National Alliance Supporting Legitimacy announces its decision to boycott this invalid referendum that is being conducted by the bloody fascist coup authority. And the coalition is calling upon the Egyptian people to boycott the referendum.
Now, the so-called National Alliance Supporting Legitimacy cited political and legal reasons to boycott the referendum scheduled for January 2014. The coalition also says it will use peaceful methods to persuade Egyptians to join the boycott. The new constitution was amended by the military-backed interim government, which came to power after former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the army. The interim authorities have launched a massive crackdown on Morsi supporters. The former president has called for demonstrations during the referendum.
The National Alliance Supporting Legitimacy announces its decision.
Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, who joins us on the line from Cairo. Now, Karim, tell us a bit more about the decision of the National Alliance Supporting Legitimacy. Why is it that it's encouraging a boycott as opposed to a no vote?
Yes, the anti-coup alliance has called for a boycott as the whole process of drafting or amending the national charter as illegitimate, and also the anti-coup alliance has asserted that should the referendum take place in post-coup Egypt, it will be rigged in favor of the orchestrators of the military coup, as they have gotten. Sweeping powers in the new constitution or the amended constitution, and that the position of Egypt's defense minister is immune for two presidential terms, and this is according to the amended constitution. And the anti-coup alliance is denouncing the assemblies, the constitutional assemblies, marginalization of the Islamic stream, which represents a large portion in the Egyptian society, and also the Islamic stream represented in the Muslim Brotherhood, and also the Salafi An-Nur party, as well as other right. Islamic parties, have dominated politics for the past year, before the coup that has ousted Mohamed Morsi. And in the Constitutional Assembly, we see no representation of the Islamic stream. And now Amr Moussa has passed the charter to the military-backed president, who has called for a referendum on the Constitution, which is taking place in a deeply polarized Egypt, and many of the observers are also saying that it is difficult to predict the outcome of such a referendum taking place in this deeply polarized Egypt, and also some of the observers are expecting a low turnout on the
Okay, all eyes on Egypt, of course, as that January deadline looms for that referendum. We will continue to keep a very close eye on the situation in Egypt. Our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, they're reporting from Cairo. Thank you, Karim.